We here at Ragnarok would like to thank our patrons like Stephen Vest,
Savari,
Michael Hopkins,
Michael Davis,
Kelly K. Gilman,
Yodlet,
Brownie Davis,
Chad Swenson,
William Wilson,
Carl Black,
Steve Areza,
I have no more names,
Michael Drescher,
James Burns,
Dad Gunner.
Thanks, everyone.
Hi, everybody. I'm James, and you're listening to another Ragnarok Actual Play. And tonight, we're playing Deadlands. Hooray!
We're playing Deadlands.
And in this corner, we have the players. And in this corner is me, James. And why don't you all go around?
I'm Iron on playing the Hangman, Nathaniel Cooper, bounty hunter. Well, he was a ne'er-do-well scoundrel, bandit, and then he's a bounty hunter. Wears a noose around his neck to remind him that he was hung. But he got better.
Well, better.
Hey.
Hey everybody, I'm Ryan. I'm going to be playing Dr. Jane Alcott Smythe. She is a tinkerer and a mad scientist, and she is on this adventure to discover as much about the nature of reality and how she can shape it to her will as she possibly can.
Alright.
Ghost Rock, you can do that.
Yeah.
And I'm Alex. I am playing the Reverend Puriel Black, who is on this mission to purify the souls of those he encounters, most specifically those who are part of his team. Because everyone here needs to be saved.
Alrighty. So, last time, you guys defeated Famine, right? Uh-huh. And then you guys were given your quest to go on to your next adventure, which was to go to meet the people at the Republic of Desiree.
The Mormons.
Yeah. And then the problem was that Nathaniel Cooper had been given a bounty to go hunt somebody.
Yeah.
And,
by Grimey.
Yeah, Grime gave him a bounty, but now there's no bounty to collect, so the good doctor went to go look for Cooper while the rest of you went along, and there was a cart left behind for them to catch up to you. And then, do you remember what happened last time, Alex, since you were there?
Yes, so we stopped at an unnamed town, or if it was named, I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember.
It was supposed to be a quick stop, but like just to get some supplies, and then Mr. Cooper...
Nope. It was a.
Where's my card with the names?
I wasn't
there. Where's my card? Where's my card?
Probably in the folder.
I don't have the card with the names either. Give me my card.
Yeah.
I'm in card withdrawal.
That's your card.
Yes.
Oh god.
And that's a.
Fuck you, got mine.
No, we don't need that one.
I like to be ignorant. Alright, don't put the names down.
Did the card fall when you took it out?
Ignorant is
my. Oh, and yours is green?
Meyer doesn't care what our characters' names are.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Pacer.
There you go. Ooh. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cause mass panic and hysteria. Wait, no, I did. That's my thing. That's my shtick.
Mr. Pacer went to the sheriff's office to see if there were any bounties or anything weird going on. And so he first went to talk to some cows. Because the sheriff told them something was stealing hearts, and for some reason Will just assumed it was cattle. It wasn't, it was people. So then we interviewed the farmer, whose entire family was slaughtered. And there was something in the woods. We followed it, and we tracked it to...
Den of ghouls.
Yeah, we found Den of ghouls. We killed them, and they were like, "What are you doing? We were just eating the corpses." And I was like, "Sorry, brah, you're evil." And so we killed them, and then we left the cave, and... There was a time dilation because a lot of time had passed. And then there was a woman who had been killed, but she was like, "No, I'm alive." And we chased her for a bit. Something was dragging her through the woods. And she finally got and stopped in a very suspicious clearing, which we knew was obviously a trap, but we went in anyway to try to save her. It turned out she was a manifestation of some kind of nightmare creature. I don't remember what it was called.
I think it was a nightmare creature.
Yeah.
Or in the darkness or something like
that. Yeah, something like that. It lives in the shadows. I made a bunch of light, and then we fought it, and Will shot the hell out of a lantern.
Shot that lantern.
Oh, really well. And then we defeated it. We went back and told the farmer that we, you know, avenged his family. He was really grateful, and then we got in our wagons and headed out of town.
Yeah, that pretty much summed it up. Yeah.
And you guys weren't there.
Yeah, I was getting a bounty.
Yep.
Which doesn't exist anymore. So.
But you don't know. He doesn't know that.
Yeah, I know he doesn't know that. So, we'll pick up that you guys... I don't remember where we actually left off. I don't know if you guys actually got there yet.
We got in the wagons and we were heading to Salt Lake City.
Okay.
We hadn't actually arrived yet.
Okay, good. Alright. So I remember there was one time where that doesn't count, so that you guys were there, but right. Then you're not there.
No, that didn't happen, so yeah. Now we're not there.
Okay. Alright, so we'll pick up that your carts actually kind of meet somehow in the same location. You're still a good ways away from Utah to meet the Latter-day Saints.
What about my horse?
Your horse is with you.
The only thing I care about.
And there's a third cart with a man in it that collects Pacer for a mission with the Texas Rangers. And he needed help, so he took the whore with him.
Why not? We could just say they're hooking up.
Yeah, that's it. But, yeah, the Texas Rangers also...
Eric and Will.
Oh, God.
And their characters.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's what they're doing tonight, which is why they're not here tonight. Mm-hmm. I guess it's fair to say that their characters are doing the same thing. I mean... So, you guys all get to meet up, and then they leave. So, you guys haven't seen each other in a while, so why don't you guys say hi to each other?
What are you talking about? We've been hanging in the cabin this whole trip.
There's just like a stony silence between Dr. Smythe and Mr. Cooper. We're just sick of each other.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry that your hunt didn't go as planned, Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, that's all right. Shit happens.
Yes. Well.
And then you die. Unfortunately, it doesn't always take.
I did it. The rope broke.
Well, you missed a rather exciting adventure in the woods that Mr. Pacer led us on.
We were
just supposed to stop in town for an hour or two to rest and resupply, and Mr. Pacer decided to gather us some work from the local sheriff, and it turned into a bit of an ordeal that ended with us slaying a monster in the woods.
Ooh. Fascinating. Tell me, what was its origin? Supernatural? Alien?
I don't know exactly its origin. It was a monster made of nightmare and shadow.
Oh, that does sound remarkable.
It was somewhat terrifying, but we cleansed the evil and saved the town, I suppose. So, all in all, not a bad way to spend a day.
Can you clean up the den of ghouls?
Yes, and we eliminated a den of ghouls.
The sheriff put you in an inconvenient position.
Yes.
How kind of him.
Well, I know you and the Ranger don't always see eye to eye, Mr. Pacer, but Mr. Cooper, but Mr. Pacer's heart is in the right place.
Yeah.
You'd think. It might be over to the side.
Generally speaking.
Yeah. All right, so as you guys get into a single cart, just head on your way, the wagon stops midway down the road and just kind of stops dead in its tracks.
Oh.
I'm going to stick my head out and look and see what's ahead of us.
There's a person standing there, and he's just refusing to let the wagon proceed forward.
He's just standing in the road?
Yeah.
Excuse me, good sir. Would you let our wagon pass, please?
No, you guys were sent by the general, weren't you?
Yes.
You guys are heading to Salt Lake. See the... you guys are going to the...
That is our business, sir, and none of yours.
You guys head into the City of Gloom. I can't let you go.
And
not yet. Somebody who you normally wouldn't be friends with, but I kind of want to work with you guys to help with what you guys are doing.
And you are?
people call me Smith. I don't remember my real name.
And what exactly? What exactly is it you want to help us do, son?
What you guys are doing? You guys are stopping. You guys are stopping the hunting grounds. The hunting grounds are coming, and you guys are stopping it.
And why do you want to join us?
The meat suit I'm using isn't very stable right now. I might have to jump from it eventually. I need to help you stop it. I want to be on your team. I want to stop it.
And what are you, Mr. Smith?
In your terms, I'm technically a demon. Mm. Technically. But in actuality, we're all just spirits that get trapped there. I don't want to go back. I don't want to be there in that place, and I want to help you stop it from coming to here.
I don't know about the two of you, but I do not feel comfortable parlaying with demons.
Yeah, everyone's got their demons.
Yes, but they're not always literal demons.
No. I suppose it'd be better to let him ride with us anyway, just so we can keep an eye on him.
Or we could kill him.
I mean, that's really more your prerogative, preacher, but...
Well, very well, then. I get out of the cabin, and I'm going to start trying to kill him. My vow is to suffer no evil.
Yeah, I know.
It's a major vow.
I know.
Sorry.
I know. It's... I kind of expected that.
Listen, Mr. Smith.
Well, this meat suit's name was Smith. Mine, it's hard to pronounce in your tongue. It's weird. I'm older than... Well, almost time, but I don't... Listen, I'm...
You know he's not going to kill you.
I cannot deign a demon.
I'm not technically bad. Evil. I think I'm just demon in your tongue.
Is there any way you can prove that you're not evil? Perhaps... Preacher, what is your stance on neutral spirits?
It's a case-by-case basis.
And, Smith, do you... by any chance have permission from the person that you are currently...
Oh, it was dead when I found it.
Oh, okay. So, I would say that's a notch in his favor, wouldn't you? He's not stealing anyone's body. He's just borrowing their corpse.
Defiling the dead is not exactly a...
Well, I can't communicate with you on your plane... through where I'm from. The hunting grounds are terrible. It's dark. It's
so what is your real name, Smith?
Some say it's Beelzebub. In your religion, I'm technically a general of your Satan, but...
Yes.
But I'm not really him, but... Your way, then.
I mean, he is refreshingly honest for a demon, if he is.
I mean, low-level things like myself, we don't get treated very fairly in the hunting ground. So it's... And the more power you gain, the higher you become, and then the more corrupt you become, and the lower ones, we get forced into things that we... A lot of the demons promise good things, and then that's how you move up, by corrupting other people to be part of the hunting grounds. But the hunting grounds is terrible. It's torture. 24/7. Unless you're a high-level demon.
Hell's awful. Who would have thought?
Well, it's not technically hell. It's technically a place where spirits roam. I mean, a lot of evil things lurk there, because where else are you going to put it? I mean, we used to share this world together, all of us. You living and us things from the hunting grounds, but a bunch of your natives forced us to be stuck there, and comes with the good and the bad.
And you're hoping to escape and prevent the hunting grounds from emerging, as it were.
The hunting grounds are trying to... Right now, one of your own, actually, has betrayed your ancestors. Well, I don't know if one of your own. Any of you Native Americans?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
A young one is... Well, it went in through the doorway, and he's taking down the seals and the borders that his great ancestors put up. So he's ruining their sacrifice, so our worlds are going to become one again. And you guys are the closest things to stopping it that anyone else has ever come to. And I kind of want to help. Because if those big guys get out here, they just become bigger and then they squish people like us. And I don't have much more time because his body is failing, like, incredibly fast. I didn't think dead were, like, dead dead. Like, this was, like, this guy was left in the desert. It was terrible.
What do the two of you think?
I mean, I don't trust him. But I definitely think we should keep an eye on him.
And if your body goes away, what happens to you?
Oh, I just go back to the hunting grounds and I have to... Or I can roam around here if I find a fresh corpse or something to possess. Oh, we'll borrow. Yeah, I mean, something... I mean, humanoid would be preferable, but I guess I could jump into, like, a bug or something. I really needed to, but those only last a few moments. I give you a blue one if you smite him. You kind of have to.
Yeah. Well, here's my holdup. He wants to help us, which is good, for selfish reasons, which is bad. And he's a demon, which is bad. But he says he's not a bad demon. So I'm... Personally, Alex is tempted to give him a chance to try to prove himself.
But he's a demon, and demons are liars.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'll take that. I'm gonna... Yeah. Beelzebub, I wish you the best of luck in your attempts to thwart the evil from entering this world, but unfortunately it shall not be with us, and I'm going to Holy Warrior him.
Roll your spirit, I believe?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or faith.
Faith. That's the word.
It's a contested spirit roll, so I got a 7.
He got a 6. So you win!
Alright, so he is shaken. Is he a wild card?
Technically.
But, oh, no, destroyed. I'm sorry, that's if he got a 1.
Yeah.
So he is shaken.
He did get a 1, but on one of the die, not a double 1.
Yeah, so it's evil creatures, they make a contested spirit roll, they're shaken on a failure, destroyed on a 1, but wild card suffer an automatic wound instead of just being destroyed.
Okay.
He's not.
Yeah, well, you strike it, the body falls dead, and you just see, like, a wisp of something just vanish into the darkness.
I'm going to drag the corpse over to the side of the road and say a prayer over it and then climb back into the carriage.
I'll be drinking.
Carriage smells awfully like a brewery right now. I mean, you'd probably be used to it and or nose blind to it at this point because Mr. Cooper often smells like a brewery.
Mr. Cooper very much enjoys his drink.
Well, I hate to say it, preacher, but I am not sure we've seen the last of old Beelzebub.
Demons are a persistent lot. Dr. Smythe,
so we shall be always
vigilant. Yes, we are.
And after you climb back aboard, the carriage starts moving again. After a good while, you guys arrive to the edge of this city that kind of has like a smog around it. It looks fascinating, though. It looks like it's in the sunlight as of right now, since it's daytime as you guys are arriving. It looks actually quite pretty. The cloud around it kind of glows in the sunlight, which gives this whole place like an unearthly aura, like heavenly almost.
Doesn't look quite so gloomy from here.
As you arrive at the gates, they open for you, and you see people in there, all happy, vibrant, waving, giving you, tipping their hats in the waves they're wearing. And it stops in front of a guy that is just standing there, and he walks up to the carriage, like, "Hello, and how are you doing?"
"We're doing just fine."
"Oh, that's great, that's great. Are you guys the people that were sent here to help us?"
"Indeed we are."
"Oh, that is great. That is fantastic. I'm supposed to take you over to the house of our President Brigham Young."
"And you are?"
"Oh, my name is Isaiah."
"Well, thank you very much, Isaiah. This is not Mr. Young's house?"
"Oh, no. He's a little further ways down, but your carriage may have a bit of issue making it down the rest of the way. You see, we are the foremost influential people with Ghost Rock, and we do a lot of Ghost Rock stuff here, so it may interfere with the carriage's Ghost Rock."
"Do tell, what kind of Ghost Rock stuff do you do?"
Oh, we are the foremost thinkers in all the inventions that you probably use nowadays. Actually, these carriages were once one of our designs. It looks like it's been touched up a little bit."
"Oh, yes.
Interesting. So why would the carriages not work here in their homeland, so to speak?"
"Well, we came up with the concept and the idea. We built it and stuff, but we have to test things with Ghost Rock outside the city because there's so much Ghost Rock in the city that it creates confusion between the things.
I see.
No one quite really knows how Ghost Rock came to be in this world, but we have one of our scientists that is completely... he's a genius, and he comes up with all of these things for us. And like, if he points down the road, and you see like factories and stuff, some things that look like your modern day factory lines. You know, their things just kind of move, and almost everything in this city is automated, which is almost unheard of. Well, no, it's unheard of.
That is the smell of progress."
Yes, sadly there is a lot of Ghost Rock exhaust or fumes that just kind of hang around, but we do our best, and it being the forerunners of this stuff, it's quite fascinating."
"Well then please, lead us to Mr. Young's home."
"Okay, just please walk this way." And a lot of these inventions come from our the most famous man that I'm sure all of you have heard of is Dr. Darius Hellstrom. He's a genius. Ryan, you would know this man. He is like the founder of like Ghost Rock inventions. Like he is the tip of the iceberg. Anybody that works with Ghost Rock, this is the man you want to be."
I've read all of Dr. Hellstrom's papers."
"Oh wow, you must be a scientist as well. Maybe you can work with us in some things, or maybe you can help out and build some stuff with us if you'd like."
"I would be honored."
Hellstrom. He's part of our town, but he currently doesn't live in this town. He lives a few miles away, and it's kind of like a fortress, really. It's
Oh my!
"Oh yes.
Is he a recluse?"
"No, heck, he's very sociable. His problem is a lot of people don't like him for some reason, so he has to be protected."
"Well, his work is brilliant. He's the pinnacle of his field. Who wouldn't like him?"
"We have no idea, but there have been people that have attempted to kill him on several occasions, so he had to seclude himself and build himself a little fortress a little ways away from the city."
I'm just thinking maybe tilt that fan up a bit. It's blowing right on the mic. And then, yeah. There we go. Okay.
And the man is a genius, so he needs to be protected. I mean, no one knows how to make Ghost Rock tick the way he does. Or make Ghost Rock make things tick the way he does.
Does Ghost Rock tick?
No, it screams sometimes.
Ah.
And you kind of see him, like, have a little bit of fear in his face, and then he gets back to his bright and perky self. Yeah, but Ghost Rock is amazing, and he can do so many things with it. I mean, this town alone, and a lot of the inventions, even the railroads will eventually start using them. We're hoping horseless carriages eventually carry on.
They are quite convenient, I must say.
Yes, they have increased travel between places. We might not even need railroads at any point, at some point in time, but...
I can't imagine ever replacing the railroads, son.
But Ghost Rock has been a gift, and some see it as a curse. And some religious factors feel that they are demons, so they attack anybody who works with the stuff. So Dr. Hellstrom... It's best that he always be protected. But I'm sure if he heard that there are people here to come help the city and another fellow scientist, I'm sure he'd love to parlay with you or break bread.
Who would just blindly attack a demon?
And here we are at President Brigham Young's house. I will leave you guys, and please help yourselves and show yourselves in. We're all very welcoming in this town.
Well, no one's tried to shoot us yet.
we really don't carry firearms in this place.
You'd be surprised how quickly that happens.
Indeed.
Well, I hope you enjoy your visit. If you guys have any questions or anything, I'll be around, and I'm sure Mr. Young will summon for me to bring you guys to where you're going to be staying in a bit. So. Enjoy yourselves and have a pleasant time. And then he walks off and he greets other people that are walking down the road. And
that's a very friendly young man.
Quite.
I'm going to open the door and go into Brigham Young's house.
Now you see him sitting behind a desk as you open the door. Like, there's a bit of a hallway. He's at the end of the hallway. You see him. The hallway is littered with pictures and, like, this very vibrant wallpaper. It's very, very nice. It's not like he's a rich person flaunting his possessions. It's just a very, you know, welcoming household. And he's bent over his desk right now working. And looks really like... He's got, like, a bit of a frustrated look on his face, but then you see him, like, oh, and then he writes something down, and then he looks up as he stamps it, puts it to the side. Oh, hello, welcome. I didn't hear you come in.
We apologize for intruding, Mr. Young.
Oh, intrusion, no, not at all.
My name is Dr. Jane Alcott Smythe. These are my colleagues, the Reverend Imperial Black and Mr. Nathaniel Cooper, is it?
Yes.
We were sent to help you out, as it were, by the general.
Ah, yes. Thank you so much. You see, there's I feel like there's a thing plaguing our town. He looks around and makes sure the doors and windows are closed.
Are people getting into spontaneous fights?
Oh, no, nothing of the sort. I feel there's something wrong with the people here sometimes. I mean, things seem nice, but almost too nice. You know what I mean? I mean, I understand being friendly, and I that's all we preach, but... Not to this extent. Somebody's got to lose their cool once in a while. I mean, even the most patient of men can have a breaking point for something.
So your concern is that your people are too happy?
Yeah, that, and also there's a religious faction that are very against Ghost Rock, and they're trying to take down our doctor.
Isaiah didn't make mention of that.
Poor Dr. Hellstrom.
Yeah, Hellstrom's a brilliant man, and we definitely need him. He's definitely helped turn the tide of some things and helped us keep our independence. I mean, we were on the Union side until there was a stalemate, and we just declared our own selves, you know, the Republic of Desiree, and until one side can, you know, proficiently and sufficiently control, or not control, it would not be the word I'm using, to can take charge and get this area united, then we'll join that side. But as of right now, we're remaining independent.
And why are your residents being so happy? Why is that concerning to you?
It feels unnatural. I don't know if it's too much exposure to the Ghost Rock, or if people are taking what we're preaching a little bit too much to heart. I mean, there's fanatics that I mean, I appreciate that they're
Mr. Young, as a preacher for many, many years, I can assure you that the majority of people are not listening too intently to what you are saying.
Oh, believe me, I'm aware that our way of life is a laughingstock.
No, that's not what I mean. Oh. I mean that people come to church and give lip service and then go about sitting in their lives. They are not taking everything to heart so much that they would disregard all their base human instincts, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yes. It's been unnerving. I mean, everyone shows up Sunday for practice and for preaching, and they go out and they go and talk to other people, and they recruit others, and I didn't think that many people would be open to our book.
How many people have they recruited?
More than I expected. I mean, this town is expanded at least 3 times.
And how long?
Like 3 months, 4 months.
My goodness. Do you think it could have something to do with the concentration of Ghost Rock?
That is a fear, but Dr. Hellstrom assures me that that's not the case. I respect Dr. Hellstrom enough to know that he's knows what he's talking about, but
well, I've never read any of the literature that suggests that it might have such a property, but it is a highly unstable and quite creepy substance.
Oh, yes, that is.
That is someone who works with
it. Is that your scientific opinion, Doctor?
It screams randomly, as Mr. Isaias pointed out.
Dr. Hellstrom's a great man with great ideas and great inventions and great intentions. It's just I wish he would follow more towards the Lord's light.
So this plague of religiousness has not reached the good doctor in his house on the hill?
No. He seems to be very adamant against the good Lord.
A healthy sense of skepticism is necessary for any scientist.
He seems like he's a good man. I just wish he would turn more towards the light. I feel his ways may somehow push him towards the dark. As you are a preachy man, I feel you see my need to help this man get to the light.
I very much do understand that.
I mean, he's all good intentions, and he's a good man at heart. I just wish his heart was in the right place.
Mr. Gill, how long have you and your people been working with the Ghost Rock here?
Oh, 20 years.
And this spate of happiness is recent?
Yes, within the past 4 months.
What changed when this started?
More people started showing up. Our recruiters had been coming back with more people. Normally, people just shut the door in our face or shoot at us. I mean, there's a few of us here that have limps now because of being shot. And some don't return. But now, everybody returns, and sometimes with one or two people with them.
Who's in charge of your missionaries?
Usually I am. I usually depart who goes where, but lately I've been so busy with other things, I've been kind of setting things up with the younger generation, hoping to help them get more responsibility. I have it with a few of these kids that have been here for, well, they're not kids, they're teenagers. But they seem to really want to help. So. I have them sitting and organizing things. The paperwork I was looking at over, seeing who they were sending where, and making sure.
Did they start taking over before or after the missionaries became so effective?
That's a good question. No, they've been doing it for a long time, since they were, like, just turned in their teens. They've been doing it for about 8 years now.
All right. Well, perhaps we should start with the good doctor?
Yes, I do believe we should consult with Dr. Hellstrom about this matter. Perhaps he has more data than Mr. Young.
It is possible. It's only 8:30.
Okay.
Oh, no, I just got an email. I was checking my phone.
Alright.
And then once we invariably have something to shoot at, Mr. Cooper here will display his area of expertise.
Alright, so if you guys just head out,
you're in drinking.
I would just ask that you kindly not drink in front of. I understand that you're a man of the gun and have a very wild way. I just ask that you don't drink in front of a lot of our citizens, because this is a dry country, dry county.
I drink whatever I want to drink.
I've tried to curtail him. Mr. Young, it is a Herculean task, to say the least.
Well,
when Mr. Cooper feels the need for a drink upon him, that is all there is to it.
Okay, just please don't share any with any of my citizens. Why?
It's against their religion to partake.
Alcohol leads to corruption and sin. Not judging you on your life, sir, but have you heard of the word of the good Lord?
Yeah, this guy doesn't shut up about it.
Well,
that was charming.
Okay. If you make your way out the gates that you came in, there's a path. So,
the gates of the city?
Hmm? Yeah.
Gates of the city. Okay.
There's a dirt path that leads right to the doctor's fortress.
Anything we should know going in? Has he set up any kind of sentries or security apparatus?
Lots. Hmm. Lots upon lots. He has... His manor is surrounded by hired gunmen, barbed wire, guard dogs, these giant spider things, clockwork tarantulas, I believe he called them.
Could you perhaps notify him we're on our way, or give us some sort of writ of safe passage?
Oh, yeah, sure. Of course. And forgive me, I've forgotten it. He gives you a medallion that... kind of feels a little powerful. It emanates like energy.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, what is this, Mr. Young?
It's a sign of non-hostility. It lets the automatons and lets them know that you mean no harm and that you're a friend, not foe.
Oh, very well.
It's called the friendship necklace. I didn't make that.
Perhaps Mrs. Smythe, Dr. Smythe, would want to carry this one.
Certainly.
You're like, soup. This, you can tell this is like a Ghost Rock design that sends out a signal that is. It was theoretical. You didn't think it was something that could be done. So
this is a fascinating device. It's some kind of Ghost Rock transponder.
Fascinating.
I had read a theoretical workup, but Hellstrom's gone and done it. He's built one.
He's done the impossible. He has living suits of armor that guard his house. That is just to say a few of his... that would be like the bottom of the barrel of his creations, the things that he's made.
Well, with this in our possession, the automatons won't harm us?
No, nothing should come... Nothing should try to harm you. And here's a letter with a, it's like a scout stamp on it for the human guards.
Very good. Thank you very much, Mr. Young.
Sorry about your carpet.
It's fine.
The carpet?
There.
Oh, he spit on it. Yeah. Right, yeah. Well, then I guess we should be on our way.
When you gotta spit, you gotta spit.
I've never heard that saying before.
I said it, not Nathaniel Cooper. He doesn't give a shit.
Oh, okay.
You capitalist pig.
Yep.
I knew Brigham Young was in trouble when he started in with please don't drink around our citizens.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys make your way out to the town, and
we'll head out to the doctor's abode.
And as you head out and you see it throughout the town, you see everybody's like bright, vibrant, and happy. And everyone's greeting you and saying hello.
I purposefully drink. Take a big drink right in front of them. And then look at their reactions.
Give them a big toast.
A lot of them look startled. Some of them, you see some women, like, you know, taking their kids in definitely opposite direction of which way you are coming from. Some people are definitely crossing the street. No, like, you know how if you're walking down a block and you see somebody with a big dog and you cross the street knowing full well that, you know, that dog might not hurt you, but, you know, it's still a big, scary dog.
It's like the middle of the night, you're walking, and a guy's doing a dance.
Oh. Yeah.
that creepy pasta story.
And then in, also, like, Cowboy Bebop, they had that random guy that would be dancing around the street, and he was, like, an assassin.
I mean, there are a lot of assassins in Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Kind of their thing.
Yeah, so as you, people are intentionally avoiding you, but they're trying not to make it look like they're avoiding you, but they, it's...
I'm going to be one on the lookout for someone who doesn't avoid me.
There's someone who's reading a book that almost walks right into the three of them, because he doesn't realize you guys are there.
Watch where you're going!
Alright, no, I'm looking, alright, I was looking for someone who's, like, interested in...
roll a die. Tell me what you get.
What die?
Anything.
I'll D100?
Anything. Roll anything and just tell me what you get.
I'm going to roll D100 and see what I get.
Go ahead.
Alright. Roll a D100. I got a 36.
Alright, so... there is somebody that is, like...
You know.
It looks like a... Like a teenager kid, and he looks like he's just sitting on the wall, like throwing rocks against it.
Uh-huh.
He's looking kind of bored, and he looks over and he sees you.
Yeah.
And he looks at you kind of curiously, and it's like starts to walk up to you.
Yeah.
What's that smell, mister?
Some booze. You want some?
No, boy, you should run away. Mr. Cooper, do not give the children here your alcohol.
Sure. I look at the kid. I kind of eye the alley.
I'm going to keep an eye on Mr. Cooper.
No, after you yelled at the kid, he kind of ran away. But
Mr. Cooper, I have been very tolerant of your choices, but please do not force your lifestyle upon these people here.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm gonna go for a walk.
You gonna walk off?
Yeah.
Alright. You gonna walk through town or you walking outside of town?
I'm gonna walk around town.
I forgot what a social butterfly he was.
Mm-hmm. Man is dead, drunk, and damn stubborn.
Alright, so I guess the two of you make your way down the dirt path over to the Mr. Dr. Hellstrom's place.
Yep.
Good Mr. Cooper walks around town corrupting the youth.
Hey kids, who wants to try booze?
You want some drugs?
Hey, you want to buy some death sticks?
So there's a dirty cowboy in a duster with a noose around his neck, your coat full of bullet holes from your various shootouts.
Yeah.
Do you have a flask or just a bottle?
The flask.
Oh, okay. So you're just walking around with a flask offering it to children. Cool.
Like, hey, a flask!
That's, you better hope the police are real happy here.
What police?
I'm a good shot.
That's true. Oh, God, yeah, that is true. We're gonna come back in. There's gonna be a scene out of Red Dead.
Where's Mr. Cooper? Look behind the pile of dead Mormons.
We leave for 2 minutes and Mr. Cooper gets himself 5 stars.
Alright, so you guys make your way up the path. It takes a bit of a walk, but suddenly you come to like a clearing and you see these giant, like, not, I'd say about maybe 10 feet tall of spider bots that kind of walk, and they're all made out of cogs, and you can tell that they're powered by ghost rock. And you think once you start walking up the path, maybe they're looking at you, but they definitely start look like they're walking towards your direction.
Those are very unsettling, Dr. Smythe.
Of course they are. Well, they are meant as a deterrent, but we do have this medallion that President Young gave to us. I'm going to stop and just, like, stare at one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kind of, like, wave at it.
It kind of, like, lowers itself down to almost your height, and then it just, the two of them kind of flank next to you and just kind of, they're, like, blocking you from going left or right. They're letting you go straight.
Okay. So I guess we should...
As you walk, they walk with you. So
okay.
They're, like, staying on your side.
They seem to be escorting us.
They certainly do.
You see this giant wall with barbed wire around the people walking along the tops of it.
There
might be sentry towers. And you see like suits of armor that look very nice and decorative at like certain points around.
Like medieval suits of armor?
Yeah, some of them look medieval, some of them look like
Midgood.
I want to say almost futuristic.
Okay.
Some of them look like people that are just been carved out of metal.
Oh, I'll say one thing for the man. He is ostentatious.
I would agree with you there, Doctor.
Damn talented.
As you approach the gates and you hear, like, lots of dogs, like, barking, somebody opens, like, the look-through. Papers.
I'll hand him the letter from the bringing.
He looks at you guys for a little bit, checks your medallion, closes it. You hear him ripping open the envelope. And, like, all of a sudden you see, like a poof, like a flash, almost like a flash of a camera, but it's just a big flash, like really quick. And you hear like this whirring sound, and then you hear like, you think you hear the paper being shred by a machine, and then he opens up. All right, thought there were three of you.
Our other compatriots had other matters to attend to.
All right, and he closes it. You hear like a whole system of locks and gears turning. Takes a few moments, but then the gate slowly opens to let you in.
Thank you very much.
And the doctors inside, you will be escorted by these two dogs here. And there's two dogs just sit there looking at you, like all happy and like panting.
The dogs are going to escort us?
Yep.
Very well.
And as you guys walk away, you see him, like, pull a lever, and then you see, like, this whole big clockwork of gears and levers, all these things just moving in unison as the gate closes, and then, like, bars coming across, and him actually manually turning some locks, and then he just sits down on the chair and starts reading his book.
Well, dogs, lead the way.
One of them, like, does, like, a half, and then he turns and starts walking, and then the other one follows.
I guess I will follow the dogs.
Yeah.
This man is,
I've noticed.
And maybe a bit paranoid.
I've definitely noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Just a bit.
Just,
Alright, so you open the door. The doors open as you approach them, as the dogs approach them. They have these collars that look like little bones on the end of them. Spike collars, obviously.
Naturally.
I mean, that's beyond. Mm-hmm. But it looks like these have these little bones on there. And as they approach the doors open, and you're led into a room, and there's a...
Where is he?
Just a closet. And they both sit next to, like, on either side of the door, and they nose for you to point into the closet.
Okay.
Into the closet. All right.
I'm going to poke my head into the closet.
There's buttons all over the place, and but it looks like a closet, but nothing in it. And it's, like, the only place you could go to as well. So.
Which, I turn to the dogs... Which buttons do we push?
The one just kind of goes woof, and just is like it's like nudges, like starts. The other one starts pushing to go into it.
That he wants us to go into it, or
yeah.
He wants to go.
He wants you guys to go into it.
Yeah, all right.
Well. All right, I'll go in the closet.
In the closet.
And all of a sudden, you hear like a lot of whirring and turning, and then all of a sudden, like gates close in front of you, and then all of a sudden, you start moving down.
Oh, I've heard of this before. This is an elevator.
An elevator?
No, an elevator.
Ah.
Not what I said. But
yeah.
It's a new business. It has its ups and downs.
I wanted to cut this part out. I really did.
The brakes fail. We both fall to our deaths.
I just don't see what's so wrong with stairs. Like God intended.
It starts out really
normal. Man was meant to slowly move up and down. God would have given him some sort of crawling appendages or whatnot.
It starts out really loud at first, and then it just also becomes really quiet and really smooth, and it kind of hums rhythmically. And then you get to, and it's very nicely lit, and you get to the bottom, and the gates open up, and you see this giant laboratory.
Oh, my.
Oh, I have lab envy.
There are things going off, noises over here, chemicals cooking over there.
How many Tesla coils?
Oh, God, there's like a million of them.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're all over the place. I was getting to that. There's
sorry, one. I'm sorry.
It's okay. This is like every mad scientist monster movie you've ever seen. It's just, it is chaos in here. There's things that shouldn't be put together. It's just, everything is everywhere. And you see like this big chalkboard that's just covered in things and then erased and then recovered. And then it's just numbers, letters, designs, paper just slapped on the walls. It's just... things everywhere, and you just see this one man just frantically just putting things together.
Dr. Hellstrom, I presume.
What? Oh, yes.
Yes. Sorry to disturb you, Doctor. President Young sent us.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's fine. You. He points to Dr. Smythe. You hear it. You know what I'm talking about. You hear it. It talks to you.
I've certainly heard things before, but I've heard it whispering, yes.
One can always sense another. You have great things in store for you. Once you actually listen to what they say, the things you can make and come up with, it's amazing. I mean, you've seen outside giant spiders.
Oh, yes, we definitely saw those.
Oh,
listen, it's incredible, Doctor. It's a marvelous, miraculous achievement.
Yes, yes, it is. These things, the wonders we can do. Oh, my guard said there were three of you.
Oh, the third is not here. He had other matters to attend to, business.
Okay. This isn't right. There were supposed to be three. There are two.
We apologize.
Three, two. Your third compatriot. What's his name? Where was he? Do you know? What does he look like? How does he smell?
His name is Nathaniel Cooper. He's wearing a duster full of bullet holes, and he has a noose around his neck, and he probably smells like booze.
Oh, booze! Perfect. And a noose around the neck. That is odd fashion choice. Maybe I'm gonna duck. That noose around the neck. That sounds fascinating. Oh, give me a moment. And you see him walking over this giant contraption. There's a tall testicle sticking out of it. You see him banging on it.
Oh. Are you about to get teleported?
Oh, yes, you are.
I want to corrupt the you. Welcome back to the plot, Meyer.
I have my own plot. Corrupt the youth of this shitty place.
Look, unless you got a gig to get to, you got to follow the plot.
My gig!
I wasn't sitting around. I was walking around corrupting youth.
That's true.
Well, anyway, all of a sudden, you get teleported. You're in the hound. You're about to give the kid your flash.
I mean, we just cut to Meyer teaching a group of preteens to gamble.
You're sitting there about to hand this kid your flask, and the next thing you know, you're handing your flask to nothing, and something's not right.
Goodness!
His head's backwards. Oh my god. And you pull a lever and then he's gone.
What just happened?
I'm dead.
And you pull the lever again and now you're there. Okay, good, your head's right.
Is that sometimes a problem that it's not?
This is the molecular dissector that you wrote about in your last journal article.
Yeah, it's one of the. You a doctor just of the sciences of making, or are you a doctor also of medical? Because I don't know if his organs are in the right place.
Unfortunately, no.
Hey, shut up! My head was backwards, so let's not skip over that.
That was quite terrifying.
That was only momentary. It was only momentary. It wasn't enough to kill you.
I'm gonna go over. I'm gonna make a healing check to just like to see if he's right. Eight.
He's right.
All your organs are in the right place, Mr. Cooper, so you are physically fine.
That booze made you the great attractor, but it made things a little awkward. I haven't perfected this.
No, I believe you bringing our friend here instantaneously with his head on backwards made things a little awkward, Doctor.
He fixed it.
As I said, this is not ready for public use. Not ready for anybody to really use. I shouldn't be using it.
And use it on me.
You're fine.
No, it wasn't. My head was on backwards.
For a moment, and it wouldn't have affected you anyway. Lord, you're fine.
It wouldn't have affected him.
And he's got alcohol.
You know what I'm thinking. Why didn't anyone tell me my head?
It's fine. He's fine. We're all fine. You're fine. Welcome, the three of you. Hi. Why are you here?
Is there a chair?
Yes.
I'm going to sit down in it and drink.
Okay.
Well, you see, Doctor, President Young seems to feel like the citizens of Salt Lake are experiencing some kind of strange behavioral fluctuations. He thinks that they're behaving too kindly toward each other. They're being too friendly. They're oddly susceptible to religious persuasion.
Oh, that'll pass. That'll pass. That's just a thing. That's just a thing.
What do you mean? It's just a thing.
It's just a thing. It'll pass. The more pressing concern is the people that are trying to kill me, which I need you to help me protect.
Well, yeah. we could do that. Why don't you rewind to the it will pass. You know what's causing the situation?
Oh yes, the people that are against Ghost Rock, they put something in the water for the townsfolk, but it'll pass. The Ghost Rock will clear it up.
Did you tell anyone that their water was poisoned?
Oh, no, it's fine, it's fine.
Try to kill you.
It wasn't deadly.
You're some type of asshole.
Mr. Cooper, normally I would curtail your more violent instincts, but, let's step aside.
The chair you're sitting on, it's oddly comfortable, and you think it's massaging you?
Still not happy.
So, Dr. was Helbert?
Hellstrom.
Hellstrom. You knew that the populace of the city had their water poisoned and didn't tell anyone.
Well, they don't drink from that water. They drink from their faucets in the household. But somebody poisoned the stream, which corrupted the Ghost Rock, so that the Ghost Rock clouds around the town made them all happy. So, I didn't see a problem with it. Also, nobody died. Yet. I might die.
Right. And
you guys gotta protect that.
I'm not so sure that we do.
Yeah, no, I don't save people who, you know...
And so how do you know it's going to clear up soon if the Ghost Rock is contaminated?
Oh, because I tested it. I did a thing, and now it's fine. It'll pass. It'll pass.
Yeah, it's a hard pass for me.
Until how long until it will pass?
A month.
It's already been 3 or 4.
Well, so, Doctor, perhaps you can bring us up to speed. These people who are against Ghost Rock, are they the ones who are trying to kill you?
Yes. They're also trying to kill everyone in town. Hence why they poisoned the water, but I stopped that. But there were adverse reactions. Mainly too happy. But it'll pass.
Wait, making everyone happy was a reaction to what you did to decontaminate the water?
Yes. Maybe. Yes. Almost definitely.
We're done then. We're home. Bye.
Yeah, we figured this one out.
Yeah, let's go.
But no, you gotta stop them. They're evil. They're evil people. They're gonna try again. And then they're gonna try and kill me.
Well, do you know who these people are, Doctor?
Oh, they're evil.
You said that.
They're against Ghost Rock. Ghost Rock is good, despite what...
Are they like a faction or a club or a group of best friends? An evil group of best friends.
Yes, that's exactly it. Evil group of best friends that started a religion against what I work for. And not before religion is bad. You can't hack religion.
Okay, so
that's two enemies already made.
Yeah,
they're like bad Quakers. They're evil right. Friends.
So that's two strikes. So let's go. You want to take a seat for each, and then we're gonna have one more strike, and then we can all just fuck off. And...
Well, Mr. Cooper, while I do not care for the doctor here or what happens to him or anything he has to say. He is correct that if there are people out there who are trying to poison the people of Salt Lake, that is something we need to concern ourselves with.
Oh, yeah. They attack the town thinking that it'll affect me against them, but they think... So they're going to hurt those people, and...
That's what I'm concerned about.
You say that, but then also we met some dude on the road that who wanted to help us out, and you just killed him, so, I mean, your perspective there is kind of skewed.
He was a demon.
I have an idea. Perhaps we can fashion Beelzebub some kind of vessel to inhabit while he's here that would prevent him from taking possession of a corpse and defiling it, as you said, and...
No, we're not going to summon a general of hell. Dr. Smythe?
He didn't seem all that bad. Besides,
the devil never does. That's the entire point of his deception.
I'm all for this Beelzebub plan. So it's two against one.
If he is indeed evil and not just neutral, as I suspect, Preacher, you are well within your rights to put him down. But if he is on this plane and not inhabiting someone else's corpus, then perhaps we could use his help.
If he wasn't evil, I would not have been able to banish him so easily.
I mean, he only was evil because he said he was evil. We didn't see him do one evil thing.
What more do you need? He admitted to it.
He just admitted to being a demon.
Yes.
Not a very good one.
He claimed to be a spirit, and he said he had the name of Beelzebub. He didn't say that he was a general of hell.
He said the stories, yeah. He didn't say only the stories said he was a general.
He did say that he was a minor figure in the hunting grounds. That sounds rather unpleasant.
And you believe him now?
I'm not saying I believe him. I'm just saying that maybe we could use more information from him.
I mean,
on what?
I'm just saying, you know, you kill a guy who seems, you know, all
he
right.
wasn't a man. He was a demon.
He was very dead.
If he was a man, what I did would have no effect on him. Unless he was an evil man.
All right, then what about do it to this guy?
Fine. I do, but yeah, sure.
Oh, no, you're going to preach at me. Oh,
no, I'm going to holy warrior him.
No, no preaching.
Oh. He's got a big sign.
What's no preaching?
23.
Jesus.
Die.
Well, only if he's evil or he has the arcane background black magic.
I have to actually look at his character sheet to see if he has arcane black magic.
It'll probably be mad science.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, yeah. He shrieks in fear. There's, you know, I guess light, right?
There's like a blast of holy white light.
He shrieks in fear and he runs and hides behind this thing and he, like, all of a sudden it just like an electric cage comes around him and he's just like, no!
Oh.
And he's like popping his head up behind like a little thing.
Seems
that
like
he has
pretty evil there that he blocked it.
Oh, I didn't block it, did he block it or just...
No, like, he flashed the light and he ran from the light.
No, he did it afterward. Well, Mr. Cooper, he's not an evil man, just...
Paranoid?
Yes.
No.
No gods in here.
I'm not evil to your bulky read.
Look, I'm not saying that we need to keep this doctor around. But what I am saying... I'm not saying we need to waste any of our time trying to protect this man. What I'm saying is that we need to stop the people who are trying to poison the town. There's an entire city full of innocent people who are going to be poisoned and killed unless we do something to stop it.
It seems like the solution to the doctor's problem is also the solution to Salt Lake City's problem, so...
Yes. Fortuitous for him.
I mean, think about it. Something small doesn't work, something subtle, they might just escalate. Escalation is a big thing. Escalation, yeah. They might go from poison to fire. Fire is bad, but, you know, science, good.
We're making a Beelzebub as a body or not.
The reason that I feel like we should talk to Beelzebub is all of this is connected. He might know more of what the other side's plans are. Even if he is a double agent, maybe we can get some useful information out of him.
I can't have any part of that. If you wish to summon a demon, well, that is your choice. I will not be here or be party to it.
This guy will just teleport your back, your head upside
down. Oh no, I'll walk. But
you know, this isn't
this isn't ready. That's not ready. That's not ready for people. It's not ready yet.
Yeah, we know.
We just saw. Doctor, do you think it would be possible? Well, I mean, I see you've built many autonomous mechanical vessels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Could we borrow one?
Ooh. If you can protect the town, I can give you one. Or I can make you a new one. I can make you one that you like. With all customizations that you may like. Anything.
Well,
customize.
Would we be able to use it as a vessel for a spirit of sorts?
Oh, yeah, that's how they work.
Ah.
What was the machine you used to teleport me?
It was that one.
Nope. I was like, no.
Did you shoot it?
Yeah.
All right, roll your shoot.
Oh, and there we go.
I didn't move, right? Steady hands, I need a bonus, right? I'm not moving.
Technically, if you've been sitting in the massage the whole time.
Yeah.
Just to leave a trip out of go.
Yeah.
So was that, how much of a bonus does the steady hands give you?
I thought it was plus two.
Alright, 11.
Oh, Jesus. Alright, so you pull out the gun and you shoot. He just screams and faints. And then all of a sudden the cage goes around again.
Did I play the machine? Did I shoot the machine?
Oh, you definitely shot it. Right. You're a killing man. You killed something.
I'm gonna rush over to the doctor and like try to like help him into a chair or something.
He's in a cage right now. He screamed and fainted and the cage came around him.
Okay.
This guy.
Can I look for a lever or a switch of some kind that will...
It's protecting him, so he's in there with him.
Okay.
And it's not like in video games where they leave, but it's a puzzle for you to solve to open a gate to protect...
Alright, well can I get something non-conductive, like a broom handle, and just like...
Yeah, there's all right. Stuff in there.
So I will do that and just like flip the lever off.
Okay. And the cage goes up.
All right, Dr. Hellstrom, Dr. Hellstrom, I'll like help him up and get him into a chair and see if I can find like if he's got like some smelling salts or anything.
Oh yeah, there's something in his pocket.
So
this happens frequently.
Dr. Hellstrom, I'll break the salts under his nose and. It's all right. It's okay. You're fine.
How are you touching me?
You're fine.
Touching me.
Yes.
Where about my cage?
I used a broom.
A broom.
It's one weakness.
you're okay. He just shot the machine. I'm so sorry for my companion. He's
not ready yet. I put his head on backwards. It happened.
He's very violent. Anyway,
I would be violent too if my head was backwards. I don't like my head being backwards. I don't think anybody likes their head being backwards.
I can't say I've ever had the displeasure, but I'd imagine I wouldn't like it much either.
I wish I could say the same.
Anyway, you said something about building us a vessel for our spirit.
Oh, yes, of course. But if you have any specifications or anything you want on it...
Harmless.
Ah, harmless?
No, well, harmless.
Harmless.
As harmless as you can possibly make it.
You take part in this blasphemy against Lord and Nature. I'm going to leave. I'm going to take the elevator back up.
Okay, you can take the lift. It's over there. You just walk in. It'll
already,
take you up.
Already walking towards it.
Just don't use that thing. I can use it, but I don't know if you'll come
to
right the right way on the right side or where. Underwear. Non-falling underwear. And then he just starts running off into the... And just starts writing things. And harmless, you said, right?
Yes.
Do you want a remote? A switch? A thingy?
Kill
a
switch. Yes, that would be excellent.
So it shuts it down? No.
Yes.
Thing. Okay. Do you want it so that it doesn't harm people or does it harm you?
Well, ideally anyone.
Okay. So no hurting anything.
We're not quite sure we can trust this spirit.
Okay.
We just want to talk to it.
Okay, so kill switch. I'll give you a kill bracelet. So you can just push the bracelet, and then it kills it.
Okay.
Oh,
creature. Oh, you're gone already.
Yep.
You'll have to wait for the it to come back down. It takes a while. It's not fast. I realize making it fast makes you move at a pace where some things sometimes it stops and then you hit head and hitting head is bad.
Yes, hitting head very bad.
And that's my scientific opinion. And then he starts drawing him like he's like focused and like you just see like a whole demeanor change in him when he's created
a world.
The hard part was getting the brain out.
it's like the definition of a mad scientist.
Yeah.
And when you work with Ghost Rock,
it gets to you.
It does. A little bit. You only have, like, I think one thing from being a doctor, right? You
have
one.
I have delusions.
Yeah. He's got almost all of them. So.
This is your future, right?
Mm-hmm. This is where I'm headed. Living alone in a subterranean fortress surrounded by robots and trained animals.
And you don't sound too upset.
He's,
sounds like the perfect place to retire.
So do you wait upstairs for the rest of them, or you just start walking into town?
Oh, no, I'm going to start heading back to town.
Okay.
I'm not waiting around for them to summon the demon.
Oh, God. My aunt just started a massive family text with...
Oh, God.
How many people? Let me see.
Oh, boy. Well, he's going to create the automaton for you, but it's only after you've saved the town, so it's not going to be something that they can do right now.
Oh. I thought he was doing it now.
Oh, no, he's creating something now. He gave him the idea, and then he just started drawing it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we should
wait for the elevator.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then in that case, I will wait for them.
Yeah, after a while, the elevator comes back down, and you guys get in, and it brings you back up, and the dogs lead you to the gates. The guard looks up and is like, you told me there was only two of you.
He did a thing.
It's called teleportation. He uses a molecular dissector to deconstruct his molecular form. And
he did some science and brought our friend over.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Well, it sounds a lot less amazing when you put it like that, but yes.
It's not the weirdest thing that comes out of that lab.
What
the weirdest thing that goes in.
Yeah, it's a doctor.
Well, so it seems we need to find this evil best friends club. And as you work security for the good doctor, do you know who it is who's trying to kill him?
You mean the cult?
Oh, they're a cult?
Yeah, they call themselves the cult of GS.
GS?
Yeah, I never bothered to find out what it meant.
Oh. You have a fine job in security, though.
My job is to protect the doctor.
And, you don't think you want to investigate the cult that tries to kill him?
Have you seen the two giant spiders out there? I haven't had to do dick.
So you're collecting a paycheck?
Yeah.
Where might this cult be located?
Some say it's down by the river, but...
In a van?
Don't drink the water.
No, the doctor gives us purified stuff that he makes in there.
I wouldn't drink that either.
Not like we have much choice. We're not really allowed to leave here.
I wouldn't worry about it. I don't think he'd experiment on... Don't drink the water. Alright, so perhaps we had better go find this cult of GS.
Yeah.
GS.
Cult of General Services.
Cult of Galactic Serendipity.
Cult of good stuff.
Goldschlager.
Oh, that's probably it.
That's it. Goldschlager.
How far are we from town?
About a 5-minute walk.
Oh, alright. Why don't we head back to Brigham Young's place and ask him if he knows about the cult of Goldschlager?
Sure.
Seems like something he might know about.
As you guys leave the fortress, well, the manor that is now a fortress, there's two spider bots walk next to you and guide you to the forest, and then
I'm gonna try to pet them.
Okay.
I am not.
You pet them and they don't react, but you can feel that they were happy.
Okay.
I'm just gonna drink to forget that whole experience.
I understand.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Just another demon to have to drink for, right?
I've been shot, hanged,
put shot again.
Had my head put on backwards.
And shot again.
If you see something, say nothing, then drink to forget.
Okay, you walk back down into town, and Ezekiel's there, and he's like, hi, friends, how are you doing?
My head on backwards, so terrible, I'd say.
Oh, that doesn't sound too happy.
No.
It was not. Do you know anything about a cult of GS?
Oh, the Ghost Stoppers?
Ah. That would be them, I suppose.
They don't like Ghost Rock, so they want to put a stop to it. Oh.
They are not good at naming things.
No, they are not. But
do you know where we might find them?
Yeah, they're on the outskirts of, like, the state.
And how far away might that be?
About 10 miles.
Ah. And have you tried to do anything about them?
They don't bother us, so we don't bother them. They just want to stop the doctor from working with Ghost Rock, so they do what they can to attack his fortress, but nothing ever comes of it. I don't know if you noticed, but he has two giant spiders.
Yes, we did notice that.
According to the doctor, they poisoned Salt Lake's water supply. But he...
No! Do we need to stop drinking the water?
Yeah, stop drinking booze. That's the only safe stuff right now.
Booze, you mean like the disinfectant?
Like alcohol.
Yeah, we use that for disinfectant.
I'll just drink it. Can't drink the water.
Oh, you don't want to disinfect our insides. That'd be painful.
Well, you know, that's what the kings and queens did in England.
Oh.
Well, the doctor says the water is safe. It's not the water that was poisoned. It was the ghost rock. The ghost rock. Dust in the air.
But, you know, just be safe, because, you know, I wouldn't really trust that doctor. I just had to drink booze for a little bit.
He does not seem like a very trustworthy fellow, even though he is brilliant.
He does not.
And he does what he can to help the town. He made all of these great inventions. Yeah.
I got some in my estate, this wagon. I'm gonna get from my horse all the booze, some booze I got.
Oh, sorry, that's against our religion. We're not allowed to partake in such evil things.
It's either booze or, you know, get poisoned.
I'm gonna go and, do something else. And then he runs off.
Love his loss.
So we need to head out to where this cult is, I suppose. Can we take our wagons there? Although that might not be a good idea.
I got a horse.
Oh, that's right. We all have horses. Well, then I'm going to mount Samson.
Yeah.
Samson!
I'm gonna mount Leibniz. I think this is the first time I've ever ridden Leibniz.
Yep. What's your horse's name, Meyer?
Horse.
Yeah.
Look at my horse. My horse is amazing.
If I had a name, I'd send it right now. I said at some point. But, you know, it's...
McGillicuddy.
Time happens.
Yep.
I don't write it down. So, you know, horse.
Works for me.
And I love my horse.
Now, what's the time at?
7 days.
I think you're a little late for work, though, Meyer.
Oh well.
We're at 123.
I think it's a lot. Let's do it.
We're gonna take a break.
Yeah, we'll take our little break. If you guys want to do some nominations,
we're ending it.
Yep, forever. Oh, end of the campaign, right here.
The end of Ragnarok. Hope you all enjoyed.
It's a good run. Not really. It sucks.
Yeah, it was kind of mediocre.
Yep.
I hated every minute of it.
I like the part with, you know, the time when Will was naked.
Okay, that was a good
one. That was a great time.
So I nominate Will.
Alright.
I also nominate Will.
Yeah, I will nominate Will.
Okay, so I'll give Pacer 3 points. And
I would like to nominate Meyer for having his head put on backwards. By the teleporter.
I'm also gonna nominate Meyer for having his head backwards.
That's the nominee, Will.
Alright. I'll give Will a point.
He's what are you?
Will's gonna come back at the point. Just make a big one front on this whole paper. I'd be like, what the hell is that?
Fine, okay, enjoy part one of the Republic of Desiree.
I just wanted to corrupt the youth, man. Can I get my head backwards?
Meyer's just trying to get Mormons to drink. That's all he wants out of this game.
Yeah.
Just remember, underwear that doesn't fall down.